Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Live Show, episode 348, and it is Saturday, and you know what that means. We're back for another Invincible review as we finish up season two. Yeah. We're here for the season two finale.
Yeah.
As always, this is the Nerdy Connor here to host show on some of my wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Wonderful, wonderful Saturday evening to all
afternoon.
The people here. Or whatever afternoon. In the future, whatever in the future. I don't know what time we're at.
Saturday afternoon, because Saturday afternoon is WrestleMania, Brad.
Right. Yeah, WrestleMania.
Yeah, Brad.
Hey, yeah. I got. I just remembered something. I didn't get to say it in the previous live show. So I got April Fooled on April 4th.
What?
By goddamn Kevin Smith. I was scrolling on Instagram.
I know what you're talking about.
And the goddamn Dogma release.
Yep. Come on, Brad.
I know. After I read the first few comments, I'm like, oh yeah, I should have known better. There was that little bit of hope, though, you know.
Yep. Yep. But yeah, Brad, I saw that and I was like,
ain't no way.
Why are you lying? Why are you lying? Yeah, yeah. Don't lie to me. You know
why are you lying to me, Kevin?
It's never gonna happen, right? Like it's they're not gonna release that movie.
No,
they're gonna. What's it called?
I got the DVD somewhere. Yeah, but like I'm like maybe upgraded, you know, with commentary and all that good shit you get with like extras for movies.
We'll never get to have that movie re-released on Blu-ray. It's gonna stay within in their what's it called possession, and they will take it with them to the grave.
I know.
Yeah, and it sucks. Fucking sucks. But yeah, it's just I don't see it happening. And
is Dogma even on streaming?
Dogma, no.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Come on, let's go there. Come on,
let's go there. Mad.
No, it's not on streaming, Brad.
Okay, yeah. Fuck you, Weinsteins.
Yeah, fuck the Weinsteins, bro.
Fuck the Weinsteins. We're in hell.
Terrible people.
We're in hell, and not just for this.
Yeah. Yeah. But, Brad, I know I already asked you on the last
one. Yeah, I'll repeat, though.
How are you doing?
Doing good. It's been a pretty decent day. I cleaned up more of my kitchen and I got to watch a few things. I got to watch the last episode in season two of Tokyo Vice.
Yeah.
And I will tell everyone season two is above and beyond season one, in my opinion. Season two is excellent. So go watch Tokyo Vice. I also watched Invincible for this. For all you lovely people to review the season finale, because I think pretty sure there's gonna be a third season, the season finale of Invincible. And then I also watch the Bray Wyatt documentary that's out on Peacock.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
And all I gotta say is the Bray Wyatt documentary. I said this. If you guys don't listen to the last live show,
yeah.
It is a tearjerker. I was openly crying in some of those scenes. So
yeah, man.
Which I wasn't thinking I would, and then I'm like, damn, I really like Bray Wyatt, which I
know,
think,
dude.
Like, which I think millions of people, I think, did. Like, they just loved Bray Wyatt.
I loved Bray, bro. He's such a incredible.
He was different. He was he was such a loving person, and you know, so creative, and. Yeah. You know, when he was in there and he really upped what WWE could do.
Yeah. So I know. And Brad, it doesn't feel fucking real, bro. Like it really doesn't.
And that's really, Sami Zayn's on the documentary and he says, you know, I'm still in denial after all this time. In my brain, I just can't think that he's gone.
Yeah. I did see the clip of how his wife found him, bro. Like, fucking.
Well, and then it's just so weird. Just they go into, you know, his mom talks about how he went to the doctors and after the COVID, and you know, it had weakened his heart, and so they gave him this vest to wear that would shock his heart, and he would probably need a pacemaker. But the question being is why they just didn't get him in for a pacemaker.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's a very rough. What's it called? Doc, I bet.
On top of that, they mentioned Luke Harper's death, and they show Bray's interview for when he died, and it's terrible tragedy after tragedy.
Yeah,
that's really what it is.
Bray, ain't no fucking way. I just went to twitch.tv because I was like, I want to see something. Let's see what's up here. Who the fuck is streaming the Hall of Fame
on Twitch? Am I streaming the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, on Twitch from Peacock.
Huh.
Hold on.
That seems illegal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is not going to be up for the next couple of minutes.
Yeah, I don't think that's a culture, guys.
Yeah. That's not going to stay up any longer.
But speaking of the Hall of Fame, Bray Wyatt Windham's dad is actually being put in there. If you don't, I remember him when I was a kid. IRS, I remember IRS. He was a big heel. I mean, everybody hated IRS, and we still
freaking Texas.
We still fucking hate IRS.
Yep. There's 321 people watching this stream right now, Brad. As this guy has been streaming. Brad, this guy has been live for 2 hours and 29 minutes. I think this guy was streaming. No, he wasn't streaming SmackDown. No,
he was probably streaming the pre.
No, hold on, Brad. I think he was streaming SmackDown because SmackDown is, what's it called, 2 hours.
All right, Twitch can take you down for playing music, but they're not taking this guy down for showing all of WWE's show for today.
And he's just got a video of Ryback on the top left corner, Brad. This is crazy. I get in trouble for just playing music.
Oh, yeah.
But EC3 underscore again can just watch the what's it called, the Hall of Fame. This is great.
I mean, Twitch picks and chooses, which is always the problem. Yeah. At least with YouTube, at least they're assholes to all of us. I saw some clips on Twitch of Rogan just going into a rage that YouTube demonetized him.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, Rogan, now you know how we all feel. And you get paid like fucking $20 million from Spotify or some bullshit.
Yeah. This is crazy, Brad. I'm going to put this on the side because I want to see how long this guy's, what's it called, stream is going to be up.
Yeah, be up until like his whole channel's just taken down. Yeah. But he's been going for 2 hours and something, he might as well.
Yeah.
Play some old wrestling episodes.
I'm pretty sure like... I'm pretty sure like he's not gonna have the VOD up, but like it's just crazy. Yeah. I'm gonna keep this on the side and I'm gonna just put down the volume so that way it doesn't distract me. But this is crazy. This is fucking funny as hell, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, but that Bray Wyatt doc also made me want to go watch some of his old wrestling matches. Specifically the ones with Cena.
Cena, the Firefly Funhouse match.
Yeah, that one in specific. That because I don't think I've ever watched that in full.
Great match.
You know, and that was during the height of COVID, and there was no one in the ring, so they were like, "Well, how are we just gonna wrestle a wrestling match? Let's just do fucking this."
Yeah. And Shield versus Wyatt Family.
Yeah, that one. Then he's got the one with Undertaker, of course.
Yeah.
The first one versus Cena, Bray Wyatt versus Cena, which, you know, is apparently really good.
Yeah. Look at this shit, Brad. Look at this shit, Brad. What is this, Brad? Hold on. Before we go into the review.
I don't know. Is this something that's going to get us canceled?
No. What is this, Brad?
Dune Burger from McDonald's. This is a single patty burger that includes sand from the actual set of the movie. And yes, it does have spice in it. It's not a very unique texture, but I'm loving it. I also grabbed their new Water of Life drink. And while it's a little spicy, I actually think it's delicious. It's only around for a limited time, so
buy it.
Today I'm trying the
I don't think that's real, Raul. Although if it is, it's the best marketing campaign by McDonald's in a while, because they're just selling you
sand. Somebody bought McDonald's, ate the inside, cleaned up the bun, and said, I just need a fuck ton. I need to buy a fuck ton of sesame seeds.
Yeah, just need fuck ton.
Yeah. Yeah. My God, that's fucking hilarious. I want my Doom Burger now, Brad.
Oh God, no, that just looked dry as shit.
Yeah.
Keep your water alive. Yeah. Look like Gatorade or Baja Blast, one of those.
Hey Brad, that water of life is gonna let you see every possible outcome. You're gonna make Doctor Strange in this.
That's the fucking last thing I want. That'll just make you, I already stress on making up outcomes in my mind. Why would I want all the outcomes that it could be stressing me out?
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm tired.
I just have to read somebody say I would eat Liv's poo on this stream. Oh my God. All right. We're going into the fucking Invincible review, guys. So let's go ahead and get this going. Brad, get that banner ready. If you have not watched this week's episode of Invincible, you should probably get out of here if you care about spoilers. But if you don't care about spoilers, go ahead and stay, or you've already seen the episode. Either way, how it goes, this is your one and only spoiler warning, and is in effect in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I did it.
Hardest job in the books.
Man. Hardest job in the books right there.
Episode 8, Season 2, Episode 8, titled, I Thought You Were Stronger. An old enemy threatens everything Mark holds dear. Directed by Tanner Johnson and Dan Duncan. And this week's episode is written by Robert Kirkman, who, what's it called, is one of the writers of the comic book.
Makes sense.
Starring Steven Yeun, Sandra Oh, J.K. Simmons, Eric Bauza, Chloe Bennett, Clancy Brown, Sterling K. Brown, Camden Coley, and more. All right. We made it to the end, Brad.
Yay! After a big, giant fucking pause.
Yeah. I want you to actually take it, Brad.
First off, I actually Variety wrote an article. They interviewed Robert Kirkman recently. Yeah. And I have a quote that I want to read before we get into talking about the show, because it just shows how probably himself and how the execs probably see that gap that they did. Okay, so this comes from Variety. The author, let me go back up for that. Jordan Moreau, and go back down. Sorry, I wanted to say the author. It's always rude when you don't. What has the reaction to splitting season 2 into 2 parts been like from fans? I've certainly heard from people who didn't care for it. I understand that when you're enjoying a thing and it gets taken away and given back to you at a later date, not the best. But it was a necessity for the production of season 2. Overall, I think it went well. The response to the last half of season 2 has very much been, wish there hadn't been a split. Love the last half of season 2. We're still hitting number 1 on the Amazon platform. I don't think it caused any real lasting detriment to the show, but you live and learn, so we'll have to see how things go moving forward.
Yeah. Brad, what are your initial thoughts on season 2 episode 8?
I think he's missing the whole loss of momentum there, lost of everyone posting on Twitter or X about the show. And I think he's just wrong in that. And also, if you didn't have season 2 ready, why the fuck did you release half of it? But moving on from that, personally, I think this episode is probably the best out of the last half. Out of the last 4 episodes. It's probably the best out of those.
I'll agree with you on that.
Yeah. Also, as me and Rahul said, it's a messy episode. I think for the beginning with the Angstrom fight and Mark going back and forth in the portal, I really like that part because, one, it's kind of cool. Two, you basically have Mark have to come to terms with he just killed a person, which he hadn't done. And you also get to see that nothing could bring Angstrom to realize that this is a different Mark from all the other marks he's seen who've yeah. done him wrong and done his family wrong. And I thought the fighting was kind of cool in that. I thought the Angstrom was a pretty cool enemy. I have an issue that they bring in this cool enemy in the very beginning of this show, and we don't see him for like the whole fucking show, and then they kill him off. Them's the breaks. And then after that, yeah, you go back into what we've hated for the last, for the previous three episodes, just quick edits to all this other different shit because quick they have edits, 10 different stories.
The direction lines. Feels very, yeah. why it's called off balance. Like it's just, we're cutting. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck we're going here. Like, why are we here now? What are we doing with this? What are we?
Yes.
Like, Brad is right. This is the best episode of this second half. I mean, I don't like this episode, Brad.
I mean, I like part of this episode, and then
once again, an episode that has all these very impactful moments that on paper should make me feel very strong, but it doesn't. Yeah. It just doesn't, and it feels like just have moments here that they tried to hit, like okay, we need to get Angstrom and what's it called?
And
Mark. Okay, and we need to get Mark kind of becoming more like his father. We need to get this. We need to get that.
Well, I liked that first part just because, you know, it's Mark coming to terms with he's a fucking strong Viltrumite.
He
doesn't know his strength, and when he gets mad, it's all the other shit I have an issue with of like they bring back duplicate and you just totally destroy any feeling, any of the good stuff you did in the previous episodes with her character. Because that was kind of a necessary death because you hadn't really had that, like, you know, in this season.
I fucking hated that moment.
Yeah.
I hate it because you know how much it does for Immortal? You know how much, like, it does for this season in general to finally have that big a death here that feels like it carries some weight? And then you just go, just kidding, guys. Didn't happen.
There was a zero. There was a zero even duplicate.
If there's a slim possibility that this is a cape from a different dimension, I do not care.
No. Because you've basically taken, like, any growth we were about to see from Immortal, you've taken that away. And you've taken the how much that loss meant and, you know, how it felt to everyone, and you've taken that away.
Yeah.
It was basically meaningless. That story's meaningless now.
Yeah. It's like, everything I felt that y'all did great with Immortal, you scratched it. You just fucking shit on it there. By bringing her back. And that's one of the things that has me mad. Another thing that has me mad is you bringing in Angstrom. You're teasing him this whole fucking season. You have him get killed. And then it's like, okay, you already confirmed what we already knew was the big thing. The Viltrumites are the actual like big enemy that we need to get past.
Yeah, we knew that.
At this point, Brad, I would have liked Angstrom to have come in at the end and for him to be the fucking tease for season three. Because the way he actually did him.
I mean, honestly, because they did him dirty. And then to have Mark saved, because honestly, we knew it was going to happen. Like, I was like, well, he's got to get off the planet fucking somehow. I don't know if he flies up and finds something. But to have, like, the older versions of this group show
up. The
Guardians
of the Globe. Oh,
the only thing I liked about that was when Rex popped up out of the robot suit. I'm like, hey, Rex!
And I like that was cool, but like, and I also hate like fucking Adam Eve telling her, like, you know, tell her you love her. We're moving way too fast here. Like, why are we there already? Stop. Like, chill. Like, we're moving way too fast here. Like, it just, I did not like this episode, Brad. I think that this was just a very weak finale.
I think parts of this episode.
Like, you know, like if this episode would have been like, if this season was all complete, all, you know, that moment with what's it called, Mark beating the shit out of Angstrom would have made sense because that's supposed to read as the culmination of everything. Like him, what's it called, his father, like, what's it called, beating the shit out of him and leaving him, what's it called, starting a new family and having a new kid, him having to bring that kid back, him, what's it called, not having a regular college life, him dumping Amber. Like, that's a culmination of all these things that have stressed Mark out to the point that he lost himself and he's like, holy shit, I now understand who, like, the power that I have.
Well,
and didn't make me feel anything, Brad.
But I did. I liked the moments where he's talking himself because you think, oh, he's going to blame it on Angstrom. He's going to go through and that's how he's going to get. He's blaming it on Angstrom. Angstrom made him do it. And then he's kind of talking himself through it. And he's like, no, I lost it. I like that part where he's figuring that out. But yes, the conversation with his mom, also.
I think the conversation with the mom does more for me, like storytelling wise, and like, well, not storytelling wise. I mean, like emotionally, I think it does more for me.
Yeah, than, I mean, he seeks out his mom. I mean, and then he basically finds his mom for comfort, like a small child, even though he's a very strong superhero.
Yeah, but I felt that moment with Engstrom, like him being the shit out of him, and that moment that comes after is just like, it didn't do anything for me, right?
Well, Engstrom just becomes a throwaway character at that point.
Yeah.
Like everything we got teased in the first four episodes, you know, with Engstrom and with, you know, Omni-Man and Invincible being this horrible duo in different dimensions, fucking doesn't matter.
No.
He killed off Engstrom and none of that shit matters because, I don't know, we'll probably never see another multiverse. With fake Spider-Man and Doc Ock's helmet,
Alan the Alien, and what's it called? And we
barely get a teaser on.
Yeah,
where the basically the only thing Nolan really figures out, he doesn't really come to like terms like, oh yeah, I killed a lot of people. I kind of felt bad, but you know what? You know what? I'm really really depressed about.
I miss my wife. Yeah,
like, and we ended on that. It's like, well, that's kind of bullshit.
You should have just ended on the moment before this, before that scene.
Where he's in his mom's arms and he's crying, he's looking comfortable. It would have been better.
You switch the scenes. End it with that one.
Yeah.
But
that's the issue we've had for this last half of this season is the editing. And, you know, like you said, Ro, it's a mess.
It's got a lot of
good stuff, like a soup, but somebody put in a bunch of fucking salt and ruined it all.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's how I feel about this season. I've never been so disappointed in something that, like, because season one, I love season one. I think season one is amazing. The first half of
this actually started out well.
And then this starts off really well. We get to episode four. And after that, just like, damn. This is ass.
Yeah. Well, you have that big pause in it. And so, I mean, it kind of loses the luster there. And I, you know, and they're saying, oh, it's no big deal. We split it in half for 3 months. It kind of is a big deal because you came out of the gate running.
Yeah.
And everybody was excited because we've been waiting 2 years. Like that was during the pandemic when we watched Invincible and it was helpful in that. We were all fucking there. And we were all right on X about it and how much we were enjoying it. And then you cut it off and you bring it back and it's fucking subpar.
Yeah. And I don't want to hear about the, you guys don't understand. That's how TV used to be. You used to have to wait like months for an episode. Okay, cool. We're not there anymore, man. We're not. This is how it works now.
And that's the thing though. We waited 2 years and they didn't have the season quite done yet. So they just released half of it. That doesn't make sense. I mean, Breaking Bad, I watched Breaking Bad when it came out on television. And I had to wait every week. That's no big deal. Like, I'm fine with that. But, you know, bringing out a season and then just, like, doing a big pause in it because you didn't finish it properly, why did you release it?
Yeah.
Just make us wait a little longer for you to have it all done and, you know, to have it edited right and make sure it is actually good.
This season just frustrated me. It was just, to me, I didn't like the season. And I didn't like this episode. And for a finale, it did nothing. It didn't do that much for me that I thought, you know, other, like, that I think that season one did for me. And I'm left underwhelmed. I'm left very underwhelmed. And what I told Brad was that I will watch season three because I'm two seasons into the show and I want to see how they're going to conclude it. Yeah. I want to see them conclude the show. But I am not excited for this show.
No, not as much as we were for the start of this season after season one.
No.
I'll give them, I like the art, you know, I like the stories. If you didn't have like 20 fucking storylines.
Right, even the music took a step down from the first season. What they were like, I'm using a shit ton of like Killer Mike and shit on season one. And like here, like I felt like, okay, like,
Alan the Alien teaser before season two came out, they had freaking music.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I'm just, don't know. I'm left really underwhelmed. I don't really, see myself really being excited as I was for season two, for season three. And I guess we're just going to have to wait another 2 years, right, Brent?
Well, they said that they were doing this at the same time they're doing season two, so it should be done sooner. But I don't want them to pull the same shit and be like, we're going to give you half, and then we'll finish the rest of it fucking sometime.
I love how he's like, well, we're still the number one on Amazon, so I don't think it was that big of a deal.
What the fuck does that mean? What else is fucking on Amazon?
There's nothing else on Amazon.
Nothing fucking on now? Like Lord of the Rings that released 3 years ago? Like, what on Amazon are we talking about? Of course you're number one.
Yeah. There's something else that's premiering on there right now.
Like, what? Yeah. That's not even an excuse, man.
I want to see numbers between...
Just admit you fucked up, didn't finish the season like you probably should have done, ran through it, made sure it looked good. Instead, you kind of half-assed it. You had four really good episodes, and you're like, oh, shit, like, we're not quite done. We thought we were going to be, so let's put a pause on it till we're done. And then you rushed it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, man, I'm underwhelmed. I think that this season just should never have been broken up. And I think that some of these moments would have played out better and felt more impactful if you had the season completely released. And I think that overall, I think this season heavily lacks between the storytelling that happens in season one. And, my final verdict for Invincible season two is a sad 4 out of 10, Brad. I did not like this season. I think that it just was not good. And I was very disappointed in this season.
Damn.
Yeah.
I forget. Have we been putting numbers to these episodes?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. So this episode, gets roughly 4.75. 4.5. And this season in general gets a 4 out of 10.
Forget what I've been giving this. Giving this like sevens or sixes or
I don't know, Brad.
I don't fucking know.
But this episode really fucking took me to my limit.
This episode was probably the best out of them. I don't even know what I've been ranking this shit. So probably a 7, because I think I've been scoring it higher than you, Roll.
Yeah.
But overall, probably a 6.5 for this season.
Yeah. This one just took
me to my limit. Which isn't great, because I think the last season we were given 8s or 9s or something. It was up there.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. Amazon screwed up because they didn't realize they'd be releasing the second half part to probably one of the biggest shows to come out from FX in a long time, Shogun. And they had to compete with that.
Yeah. So I'm really underwhelmed. I did not like this episode. I'm very disappointed in this season. I don't know what else to say other than that, guys. You have great moments in the second half of the season that just don't play off well.
But that's the thing is, I feel like in the first season they stuck to like 2 or 3 storylines. And this one they're trying to shove 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag.
Yeah.
And that's where it goes off the rails. For me anyway.
Yeah. So with that said, that concludes our review of season 2 of Invincible.
And send your hate.
Yeah.
Send your hate mail, not to us.
Not to us. Send it to Alex. Alex is the one who's supposed to be
reading hate mail. Yeah, we'll put that in the description.
Yeah, send your email to Alex. He's the one who's supposed to be working on that.
He'll reply back.
Yeah. Or not.
But probably, or not. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm gonna go fuck.
Maybe he'll laugh at you.
I'm done with this episode, Brad. And it was just it was just ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not a good look, especially off the heat and how good the first season was.
Luis sent me something. Luis sent me something, and I don't know what the fuck this was from. Brad, was this? There was no post credit scene on this, right?
No, because I watched towards the end.
What the fuck is this, Brad? Like, hold on, is this for the first season? Because I don't know where this is from, and it's making me kind of like, wait, what the fuck is this?
Music.
Yeah.
If people don't know, I'm currently watching.
Yeah.
Oh no, this was in the episode.
This was?
Yeah, yeah, when he's being thrown through the portals and stuff. Remember the first one was like the talking dinosaurs,
yeah,
and then Spider-Man, and then he's here and he's asking, well, you dress like a bat, but why do you have like that fucking name?
Yeah, that just tells you guys how much this episode, how much I didn't give a fuck about this episode. I do not remember this shit. I do not remember Spider-Man. And I literally just watched this shit like 2 hours or 3 hours ago. Yeah.
You can't catch them all.
Yeah. Nerdcore.com, our website, the Nerdcore _ on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads as Nerdcore, TikTok at the Nerdcore, Patreon.com/Nerdcore for $1 a month. You get our main show for live and early before anybody else gets to watch it on Tuesdays and Saturdays. You get them live on Mondays and Thursdays. You get to talk to us, and you get to hang out with us while we do the episode. Discord link is in the description, so you can tell us how wrong we are and how you love Invincible Season 2. Spoiler warning, I will not care about those comments, but I still want you to talk to me about it.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know why you like the season. Maybe in not with derogatory terms or calling us stupid or
ugly. Don't call me stupid. I will listen to you if you don't call me stupid.
And don't call us ugly, especially because I've seen some of y'all who have called us ugly and you
like damn.
like I was expecting like, okay, call me ugly. So I was expecting to see something like mm.
Yeah. Oh my god. YouTube, make sure you leave a comment, make sure you leave a like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and click that notification bell. On the podcast side of things, make sure that you also leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app of choice, and leave a what's it called, and follow us on your favorite podcast app of choice. We're done here, guys. Enjoy WrestleMania weekend. Enjoy night one of WrestleMania. Enjoy NXT Stand and Deliver. Enjoy night two.
Enjoy your family, your friends.
Yeah.
Life short as Triple
H. It's gonna be a fun time. But I'm done with this season. I'm glad that I'm finally through with it.
Me too, buddy.
Yeah,
me too.
Maybe I should just adjust it. Maybe it's a 4.75 for what's it called for the season. But I don't know. I don't care. Yeah. I'm done. We're done with the season, Brad.
Let's just go to the next one.
If you guys want to know my ranking for show so far, guys.
Is this below the idol?
No. 2024.
Okay.
This is above Avatar The Last Airbender.
It's above That's, it?
Yeah. Fuck oh, yeah, wow. It's above it, Brad.
How the fuck bad is Avatar?
Avatar The Last Airbender has two great episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get in discussion on that.
So, at number five, I have Avatar The Last Airbender. At number four, I have Echo. And number three, I have Invincible Season 2. And number two, I have Ted Season 1. And number one, I have True Detective Night Country.
I mean, Ted's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Ted's really good. Like, go watch that.
Yeah.
Well, and what we have upcoming, we got Fallout coming out in April.
Yeah.
We got Game of Thrones coming out.
Yeah.
We have, what else we got coming out?
The Acolyte.
We got the Bear
Season 4.
The Bear's coming out. So this is gonna be on the bottom.
Yeah,
it's gonna be on the
bottom. And right now we're still not even done with Shogun. So
yeah, Shogun's is up there.
Yeah.
Unless they royally screw up the last three
episodes. I cannot see that happening. I can't see
happening because it's just getting better.
Yeah. Yeah. I cannot see that happening, Brad.
No, I think they're gonna hit the landing, and we're gonna have our minds blown, and we're gonna be really sad that this is a one season series, but it's okay because we get it, and the book's not.
This guy's still alive, Brad. This guy is still alive.
Hey, he's still going. Good for him.
Fuck you, Peacock and WWE have not canned this guy's ass, bro. Paul Heyman is talking right now. He's been streaming this the whole goddamn what's called thing, bro.
Everything, goddamn. Congrats to Paul Heyman, though.
Yeah. With that said, Brad, let's go ahead and get the fuck out of here.
All right, Raul, thank you, host, as always. Thank to those who join us in future chats, because this is recorded. So if you're yelling at us right
now. We're not seeing it.
We're not seeing it.
I'm at my grandma's house. I'm eating ceviche, and I'm watching WrestleMania Night 1 on my iPad.
Yeah, I'm definitely not watching y'all talk to us on this.
He's at his dad's house.
Yeah, so sorry. Thank you to all the listeners out there, our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, be sure that if you see, an older version of the woman you love tell you that you should tell the younger version that you love her, no, it's a fucking stupid episode. Yoda out.
Young Yoda out indeed, Brad. Fuck this show. Remember when this episode knocked us off our feet? Yeah, me too.
I missed
simpler times.
I missed that.